4, CBA Mobile.
GA and 0TR for a short one. And good afternoon, Dad.
Good afternoon, Tom. How are you doing today?
Headed to the bank and then headed down to the daughter's with some groceries. And let me turn my radio down here. Getting ready to turn on the way to Hampton. I got to stop by the bank first.
It is really windy out here today.
So, we just come from paying the water bill up north, and we come across from Spartanburg back a short time ago. It is that, and it's plumb chilly, and the clouds are starting to roll in now. Hope we don't get anything overwhelming anyway. I heard W4NCU call for you a short time ago. I was eating something at the time, so I waited a while before I tried to call him back, but he didn't hear me. So anyways, I just thought I'd give you the tip.
He might have wanted to see if I wanted to eat lunch or something, or he may have had a question about his car. But anyway, I guess if he needs me, he'll call me.
Figured he'd done. I talked to Dave this morning, and W4DJW. He's got some in-laws that are in that storm down there at Florida, Fort Myers. That don't sound good at all.
Haven't heard the latest this morning. Looking at the forecast last night, it didn't look real good. And you know, we've got some friends in Charleston that I don't know how hard they're going to get hit, but if it's going to pick up any speed after it crosses over Florida, it's going to be back over water for a brief time before it gets to Charleston.
On it right now. Dave said his in-laws, the water had come up just a few feet below their house. And so they lucked out in that respect, but they're not expecting electricity to be back for 2 weeks. And that would really be a bummer, I'll tell you. And you always got to wonder about the utilities, whether the water plant got taken out, you know, and then that's a worse scenario even than electric, I guess. But they're of an age and health that they can't be without electricity for that long. And I don't blame them. That's why I got the Generac put in, although we're not alongside the ocean. Anytime you live alongside that ocean, eventually, down in this region of the world, there's going to be a hurricane.
And, well, a lot of people that have places down there, it's their, you know, their second home. But, if you live down there all the time, it's a little different. And, you know, you can't pump gas, you can't use an ATM. I mean, you know, it's, I don't even know if you can buy anything because everything runs, the computers run on electricity. I don't know if the grocery stores have generators or not.
These electric cars, you want to be sure you run out and get an electric car. Going real good during this.
Picture on Facebook of a bunch were stranded on a highway in a snowstorm, and it said, you know, this is one scenario you wouldn't want to be in an electric car.
There's a line here at the bank, so I think I'll go through the drive-thru. I was going to go in. So, Dave, I'll let you go because people's trying to get money ahead of the storm, I guess. Maybe I'll catch you in a little bit. Take care. For CBA and 0TR.
You have a good rest of the day. And good to talk to you. We'll talk to you later, in 0TR, KP4 CBA.
him a little rusty. Turning on to Wade Hampton and just been to the bank and get ready to head south.
Now you'd be down there on your way back.
You know how much you can withdraw with a 45 automatic at the bank.
I'm gonna take care of you and then they're gonna come looking for you. Run up to a couple of places, and then I think I'm gonna run by one of the pizza places and pick me up a pizza to take home for lunch and supper today.
If you like pizza, I don't particularly care for it. It's all right. Bernice likes it. Just not my cup of tea. Oh, we started going to the bank. Yeah, I usually do. I'm gonna withdraw money and. We looked in there, there's a big old line, it's noon hour, and the storm's coming, and even the bank was crowded, so I just went through the drive-thru, which I hardly know how to operate it, but I've gotten by.
It's what you intended to accomplish, that's always good, and there's a subdivision they're building over here along Blackstock Road, a new subdivision being built up, and they've got various houses in this project that are in various states of construction, and I've got a feeling they've got a couple over here that they've got the framing up for the roof, and they've got all of those up in the air on the top, sitting up on top of it, and I bet you they're going to be in a very great big hurry to get the actual roofing material on so that those struts, so those things don't all get blown over, because we had a storm through here that did that one time to a church that was building a new sanctuary.
It can happen, you never know. I've seen outer bands here just one time, we have, and they were moderately rough, but after you lived in Kansas all your life, so far everything's been in moderation down here, thank God.
It's been a lot better up this end of the state than it was when I lived down in Charleston, because I lived down that way for 20 years, from 1957 to 1976. So I saw enough storms come through the city of Charleston that I couldn't get to work because of the road that I had to go down to get to work had a foot and a half of water on it.
Global warming, Rusty. You're just not thinking right. Yeah, us old guys, we've seen a lot of global warmings off and on over the years. And they're still going to happen. And the only one that controls that is the good Lord and Mother Earth.
We had at least two Category 4 hurricanes come ashore there in Charleston in the 20 years I lived down there. So I know what it's like to deal with them. And it's not fun, let's say that. And, you know, everything's closed off, power goes in and out, you know, some areas lose power and others, and some get to keep theirs. And we had two cases, in both cases, one we had power and other areas of the city didn't, and in the other one, the whole area lost power, the whole county down there did, so. And it was a mess, but been there, done that, no T-shirts, don't want them.
Yeah, Charleston's supposed to get hit substantially here in the near future if that goes on the path that they said it will. Of course, only Mother Nature knows that. But my neighbor told me that, well, we've been here 13 years, and he says, not long before we moved here, he was out of electricity for 6 days, and that would really stink.
Yep, and I've been there, dealt with not quite that long a period, but, you know, I was out for, I think, 4 days one time, and that was not fun. And it was after we got into heating system season, and 4 days without heat and everything, trying to do stuff, you know, cook on a gas stove and live with no heat in the house, and sleeping in front of the fireplace. blankets, and so you didn't freeze at night and everything like that. So, been there, done that part of it too. But anyway, so you're on your way down to the southern part of Greenville County, huh?
Roger. We're on Buncombe, I guess it is, right, Bernice? Buncombe, or Highway 14. Headed south, still north of the GSP airport quite a bit. Yeah, when I was a kid, Mom would either turn the burners on the stove or open the oven door on the stove, the gas stove, to help heat the house because it was so cold in there. But it wasn't near what Bernice had to endure. Her mom would fill the wood stove at night early in the evening, and then heat bricks and put them in the bed. And then she would let that fire go out during the night because they still had wooden shingles, and she was afraid it might catch the house on fire. Now, that's pretty rough.
Yeah, it is. I'm trying to figure out what's happened up here in front of me. I got all kinds of cars pulling out of the lane I'm in and into another lane, and we got somebody sitting up here with lights flashing. I'm wondering if we've had a little bit of a fender bender up here. Looks like it. And so everybody's having to get out from behind them. Oh, that's not always good. Well, no, it's a fender bender. It looks like somebody's car just died on it. Nope. I can see the damage to the other car, the one that's sitting behind it. Oh, well. Well, I have arrived at the place at which I was intending to arrive, and let me go in here and see if I can find what I'm looking for. And I'll talk to you later. Y'all have a safe trip down to the kid's house, and take it easy coming back. N0TR, W2T. Here.
Okay, Rusty. Yeah, we're just going by the end of GSP Airport now, just approaching it. Down here on 14. And you ought to have seen that wreck on I-85 this morning. They were showing on Channel 4. They had a car or a truck or something that was turned upside down. The whole road was blocked where you get off I-85 onto 29. Yeah, that was a mess. Man, miles and miles of cars. Take care, Rusty. W2T and 0TR clear.
Comment. KO4PXB.
KO4PXB in 0TR mobile.
I was actually going in towards Spartanburg today on 85, and what's the craziest thing is going into the Spartanburg area, people are slowing down on the end, going into Spartanburg just to rubberneck, which actually stopped the other side. I don't understand that.
Standard operating procedure. They walk among us.
It just baffles me on why they were slowing down almost and actually just some points stopping just to rubberneck and see anything.
I remember they said there was one car that was inverted. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that. Said they may have had it, you know, where I couldn't see that, because all I could see was the emergency vehicles where they had the lane blocked, and then one white truck already up on the rollback. That's pretty much all it was that you could see.
Hello, well, my name's Tom, and we're just headed down to our daughter's to take her a rotisserie chicken and some Gatorade, and I think that's all she got today. Oh, a couple of dozen eggs from our chicken.
KO4PXB Lloyd. Sam, I heard you when you were talking about the going on Highway 14 around the airport. I live on Highway 14 in the Hollow Tree Golf Course area. So that's.
And I don't know where that's at, but I can tell you that's runway 22, and when you're coming in from this direction, and when you're taking off in the other direction, it's runway 4. But as far as the golf courses go, the only one I know of is that Top Golf and the Greer Golf Club.
Yeah, if you get off on Highway 14 and turn left, like you're going past the Village Hospital, it's probably about 10 minutes on down Highway 14 on your left.
Well, we're down here by the old fire department and that brand new car wash, approaching 14 in Salem.
I travel that road every single day going back home. Unless there's an accident, then I go down, take it the back ways.
Well, I'm 47 years old and dyslexic, and I was an electrician and electronic technician in an industrial atmosphere all my life. What do you do?
Retired Army with 24 years of service, and now I'm the server manager for Spartanburg County's local government.
Wow, you've done good. Well, one of the best people you'll meet on here is KO4NUE, and he's a retired sergeant major, 27 years in the Army, and I was just in the Navy for the regular four-year tour. Many, many years ago, I was in a fight crew and submarine warfare stuff. And Chad, at the last, I think he had every MOS there is to get, but at the last, he was in satellite communications and three tours in Iraq.
Yep, me and Chad deployed together. Me and him served in the military together many, many, many years ago.
As I tell people, he's the best thing that's happened to amateur radio in the last 10 years, and a friend of mine told me that, and I'll have to agree with him. But he's a rotten old man, I'll tell you. He comes over and visits us now and then, and has helped me out. And we really, really think a lot of him.
But one day, asking him about his wedding night, and just be ready to laugh about that story when he tells it to you.
You bet. My wife Denise is over here giggling. She thinks a lot of Chad, too. He's a great guy and a very, very extremely busy fella. I talked to him a few days ago. I was on the phone. I was checking for my neighbor to see if he made drive shafts. I didn't know if he did or not. I worked in a machine shop all my life, so I am well aware that he's well equipped. And he said that's kind of a specialty, and other folks do it. And I'm sure my neighbor wants a good one because that's, not the Camaro. Let's see. The other one looks like a Grand National, but it's not. Maybe it's a Regal. And in the end, after he gets the nitrous put in it, it'll have 800 horse. So you'd want a pretty good drive shaft on that. And I'm not a mechanic. I'm an electrician. My wife's the farmer, and she knows everything else I don't know.
All right, sir. What's KO4PXB? I'd say 73 because I've got to get lunch and then get back to work. Please have a great day.
QSL, pleasure's all mine. Very nice meeting you today. I remembered you now when you said that, being with Chad. You're a fortunate man, and I'm sure he is, too. Take care, and we'll catch you later. This is NGRO TR, clear.